This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Planned Parenthood's annual income report released over the last weekend of the old year show greater profits even from fewer abortions, less birth control, and not as many pregnancy tests. Planned Parenthood is shifting from abortion and related medical endeavors to political and community organizing, and they found hundreds of thousands of new donors to help. As the White House nominates more federal court judges, Planned Parenthood is forming strategies to oppose those judges. Planned Parenthood executive Cecile Richards is now blasting the number of men nominated, but has equally criticized women seen as a threat to unlimited abortion in America and elsewhere. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
In other headlines, the marketing of abortion is including new devices supposedly able to abort gently and naturally. Lost in the barrage of trademarks and marketing slogans are the dangers to mothers after abortion. Add Malta to the list of nations considering the introduction of abortion. Critics say new legislation criminalizes coerced or forced abortions, but creates a legal sanctuary for elective abortion. And as Ireland prepares for a challenge to its Pro-Life Amendment 8, government campaign guidelines may restrict pro-life warnings about eugenic abortion for the disabled. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.